Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In studio with us this morning is State Rep Holly Rader. She's here from the Cape Girardeau area, and she's with us as we continue our ongoing series, The Addict Next Door. Holly, good morning. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Holly, the state of Missouri is the only state in the nation that does not have a prescription drug monitoring program. Kansas City's got something cobbled together. Columbia, St. Louis do as well. Are we getting closer this year to actually getting something passed at the state level?
You know, I hope so. I think that the county push has certainly been a new wind in our sail. And so, you know, up until this year, our main person who's against it is Senator Rob Schaff. And so up until this year, his pressure, his filibuster has always been to stop Missouri from having a PDMP. But now you can't stop that now. I mean, we have half of Missouri's population in a county that has passed PDMPs. So we are going to have them in the state. It's whether we want to do the responsible thing at this point and pass it statewide so we don't have some of these smaller counties turning into the drug-seeking counties. And so hopefully with the county push, having so many that have already passed it, found out another one this morning, passed yesterday. And so these are all really important pieces to the puzzle.
His opposition, and correct me if I'm wrong, has always been based around privacy concerns. How do you counter that?
His has been, and, you know, these have been passed in all other states. There hasn't been, any huge outcry over privacy concerns. Physicians and pharmacists through HIPAA law, and these are covered by federal HIPAA law, physicians and pharmacists are allowed to have your medical narcotic information now. As a physician, when you make that appointment with them, they're allowed to know what medications you're on. You're asking them to be your physician. And so under HIPAA law, they're allowed to have that. So having a statewide monitoring program does not authorize anyone to have your information that isn't authorized now.
Holly, has Missouri become the go-to state for people seeking drugs, trying to doctor shop?
Right. Now, I'm from Southeast Missouri, and so we're right on the corner of Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. And yes, our law enforcement, my pharmacists have said, absolutely, we have people who are crossing into Southeast Missouri every day. New York Times contacted me several years ago and said, hey, we're interested in doing a story. I said, come down to my district. Within 3 days, they had a story of someone coming over from Arkansas, getting multiple prescriptions and getting them filled. They had their babies in the van with them.
How will this work? How is this going to be coordinated that all these pharmacies know who takes what?
Right. So the way that this works, and St. Louis County has contracted with Apris, and they're also the company that I've gotten a lot of information from over the last few years as I've worked on this bill. They currently are the vendor for 44 states. So they are the repository for the PDMP for 44 states. So the way that with the piecemeal that we're doing in Missouri now, so you have St. Louis County, you have Jackson County. If you get something filled in Jackson County, but you go to a physician in St. Louis, they're going to be able to see what you got filled in Jackson County. And the entry point is at the pharmacy. So the pharmacist, whenever they're putting that data in, and they don't have to re-enter it, whenever they're putting that data in to send to your insurance provider to fill the prescription to send to Medicaid, it's just another link that it sends to the PDMP.
State Rep Holly Rader is with us in studio this morning as part of our ongoing series, The Addict Next Door. Holly, this prescription drug monitoring program that we're trying to get passed for the state, does it have personal meaning for you?
It does. You know, I was raised in drug addiction. I was raised on welfare, and addiction was just something that was commonplace for me. One of my stepdads was a dealer. My sister was an addict, married to a dealer by the time she was 16. So I've definitely been around it. I didn't raise my children around it. And at 17, my daughter, who was raised in two-parent home, in church multiple times a week, a student, worked very hard outside of school. My daughter cut her thumb at work and went to the emergency room and got it stitched up, and they gave her a script of Lorsets. From that moment forward, she just started purchasing them at work. When she couldn't afford that any longer, she moved on to meth. My daughter is now 30, and she was 17 at the time. We had 13 years of ups and downs in addiction, went through many spans of rehab, even prison. And she's been clean for 2 years now. And so, we're one of the great stories that have come out of this. But I understand addiction from that kid in poverty, but also from that middle class, white America home.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.